Today's shir is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We're going to start at the last words on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. We learned, it says in the Pasuk, Arlosoi, that you should do the bris on Arlosoi. The Aloch is Arlosoi, Vadei Doiches Shabbos. Only somebody who certainly requires a bris mila is Doiches Shabbos. V'loi Sofik Doiches Shabbos. But not something which is a Sofik. We'll speak a lot about what a suffix means. Arlosoi vadei doiches shabbos. Somebody who certainly is required to have a meal is doiches shabbos. V'loy androigus doiches shabbos. Not somebody who has the somebody who has both male and female simonim. Rabbi Yehuda ima androgynous doiches shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds. We'll speak about this tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem that androgynous is doiches shabbos. V'ayinish chorus. And an adult androgynous that doesn't have a mila is chayif karis. Continued the brisa, arlosoi vadei doiches shabbos. Only somebody who has to have a bris mila is doiches shabbos. V'loy noyle bein hashmash is doiches shabbos. Not somebody who was born bein hashmash is Friday night, so we're not sure if he was born on Friday or Shabbos. So we don't know when the eighth day is. Is it Friday or Shabbos? So again, we don't do the bris on Shabbos. And finally, Arlosoi vadei doiches shabbos. Somebody who has an arlos doiches shabbos, v'loy nolad kishumoyel doiches shabbos. Not somebody who was born already circumcised. So Beishamai Oimrim, Beishamai says that somebody born in such a state, tzorch lahatif min adam bris, we anyway have to extract some blood. We spoke about this. Beiselam enu tzorch. Aram Shem ben Lozer, loy nech klubeisham beiselam nolad kishumoyel shetzorch lahatif min adam bris. No, there is no machloikis that somebody who's born already circumcised that we have to be matved dam bris. So the way Rashi explains this, because we don't know, does this person have an orla, just it's covered, or does he not have an orla? So therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says everybody agrees that a tofes dam bris is required. Amad nechlaku, what is the machloikis? Agershin is gai kushumol. Regarding a ger, who you have a person who was a guy, an Arab, and he had a circumcision, and then he decides to become a ger. Now the machlokes says, do we have to do something? Normally, every ger, part of geris, part of conversion, is having a bris mila, but this person already is gemalot. Shabbeshamay Amrim, tzorch lahatav min adam bris. Shabbeshamay says, hatofes dam bris is required. Beiselam en tzorch lahatav dam bris. Hatatz Tambris is not required. So firstly, Taisus makes a very interesting statement. Taisus says that the Brisa began that somebody who is a Sofik, we don't make a bris on Shabbos. Says Taisus, I really don't need a pasuk for that. It's obvious that you don't make a bris for somebody who's a Sofik on Shabbos, because we don't know if he's mechuyev a bris altogether. So Taisus says that's not really the pasuk. It's talking about, the pasuk is teaching us about other limudim. So there's two comments. So first of all, what Taisus is saying is not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Because the Gemara seems to be saying that we do need a Pasuk to teach us that somebody who's a Sofik is not Doiche Shabbos. So Minchas Chinuch says a very nice Pshat. Minchas Chinuch says, normally, if somebody, what would be the Halacha if somebody is a Sofik and we do a bris on him on Shabbos? So you wouldn't tell him to bring a Karmel Chattis, because we don't know for sure he's Mechal Shabbos. We'd only tell him to bring an Ashim Tali, which is the carbon you bring when it's a Sofik if you did an Aveira. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Pasuk is teaching us that in such a case, that if you did a bris mila and somebody's a Sofik, it's considered that you certainly did an Aveira, and you don't bring an Ashim Tali, you bring a Chattis. So now I need a Pasuk. For that I need a Pasuk. The Marit says something very interesting based on this Taisus. The Marit says, you know, there's a famous Machloikis all around Shas. The rule is Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. That whenever you have a Sofik, if you're doing something as a Daraisa, you have to go L'chumra. Says the Marit, a proof to you from this Taisvis, that Taisvis holds that Sofik Daraisa is L'chumra. And there's a question, is that Midaraisa or Midarabonin? So I'll prove to you that Taisvis holds that way Midaraisa. Because Taisvis says, I don't need a Pasik. Why don't I need a Pasik? Because, it's for course I shouldn't do the Mila. Sofik Daraisa is L'chumra. But if Sofik derais l'chumra is only midrabanan, so I need a pasuk to tell me that here I should be machmer. must be that I always have to be machmer, and that's why Tosfos has a right to say that I don't need the pasuk. That's the Marit's vart. Says the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer disagrees with Marit. He says, even if Tosfos, this is not the regular case of a suffix. A regular case of a suffix is, I don't know, should I do it, shouldn't I do it? So I don't know if I have to be machmer, and then I don't know if I should be machmer with the Reis and the Rabbonin. Here, there's two conflicting situations. On one hand, there's a chiv to do a bris milah, but on the other hand, there's an isser of chil Shabbos. That's why, because of all these conflicts, that's why Tosfos says, of course I shouldn't do anything, because there's a shayla being mechal Shabbos. But it could be in a regular situation of suffik, Tosfos would agree that suffik deraisa lechumra is only midrabanan, not midaraisim. But Tosfos says a pasuk is required for androgynous and for noil kushumal. Now the Gemara says here that somebody, and we're going to talk about this more in today's shir, that somebody who's under certain circumstances, if he's born with a bris, already had a bris, tzorach lahata from menudam, you have to extract some blood. Machloik is what that means. Do you have to actually cut something or just puncture that blood should come out? But there's a very interesting medrash in this week's parasha, parashas ki seitzei. The pasuk says ki kari kan sipol fenecha, the din of shiluach hakan. Shaleich te shaleich es ha'ayim v'sabonim tikach loch. Says the medrash, halacha. The halacha is, nolet kishumol, somebody's born with ready with a bris mila, tzorach lahatav men adam bris, we have to extract dam bris. So nobody understands the medrash. What does hatavas dam bris have to do with the mitzvah shaleich te shaleich? So the Megadim Chadoshim says a gorgeous pshat. He says like this, everybody attempts to say pshat in bris mila, why are we supposed to have a bris? But the truth is, he says, that you're not supposed to say pshat in a mitzvah. We're supposed to do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do mitzvahs. What's the proof? The Gemara says that if somebody says, just like you Hashem had Rachmanis, that we should separate the mother from the children, so too you should have Rachmanis on us. Meshatkin, I say. We tell them to be quiet. Why? Mitzvahs are gzeris. We don't know the reasons. Even if we think we know the reasons, we don't really know it. That's what the Medrash is saying. Shalayach to shalayach asaim. Do shaluch hakan. So everybody's going to attempt to say reasoning for the mitzvah shaluch hakan. Just like people try to say reasons for the mitzvah smila. But what does Agamar prove? That there is no mitzvah proof. There is no reason for mitzvah smila. Because if there was a specific reason for mitzvah smila, why do you have to do it when you already are mohol? It must be just like by mila there's no reason, by all mitzvahs there's no reason. That's the connection between shaluch hakan and Brismila. Now there's a very interesting psak from the Ramah. Halach l'maisa Ramah. The Ramah says like this. Let's say somebody had a bris done on him before he was 8 days old. So the halach is, you shouldn't have done it. A bris should be done on the 8th day. But if you didn't do it, you're fine. Let's say the child is already 8 days old. And then you do a bris, but you do the bris by night. Instead of by day. A bris is supposed to be by day. So he says the halach is you have to do atavas dam bris. So everybody tries to understand why before 8 days don't you have to do atavas dam bris, and after 8 days because you did it by night you do have to do atavas dam bris. So Reb Chaim Briske says there's two dinim by bris. There's one din of as brisi tishmar, and there's another halacha b'yoyim hashmini yimo b'sar alosai. Says Reb Chaim Briske, as brisi tishmar means that you have to do a bris, and a bris has to be done by day. So if you did the bris even before 8 day, but you did the bris by day, it's a good bris. But if you missed the halacha of a yom eshmini yom yim b'sar alosai, but a bris done at night is not a bris because the bris must be done by day. So that's why if you did the bris by night, you have to do a tavas dam bris. Come to chayes according to Chaim Briske, if you did a bris before 8 days by night, you would also have to do it over because a bris by night is not a bris. But there's another pshat I saw based on this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that if somebody is a ger and he already had a mila as a ger, you have to do a tavas dam bris afterwards. What's going to be the halacha, says the Tosfos HaRosh, if a goy was born without an orla, he's born already mohol. Not that he had a circumcision, but he was born mohol. Will he require to have a tavas dam bris? The Gemara doesn't talk about that case. Says the Tosfos Rosh, he won't require Hatafas Tambris. Why? So he says like this. So this is Pshat. You have to take off the Arla. But Arla is only considered an Arla when the child is 8 days old. So if you took off the Arla before 8 days old, this child never had an Arla. So he's just like the guy that's born Gemalit. There's no din to do Hatafas Tambris. Because the Arla only gets the title, gets the category of Arla, if it's there on the 8th day. Or by a ger, if it's there the moment he converts. If it's not there the moment he converts, or by a Jewish child it's not there by the 8th day, there's no Arla. There was never an Arla, there's nothing to do. But if 8 days passed, and now you did the bris by night, so this child had a category of Arla. This guy had a category of Arla. Now you have to cut it off. When do you have to? You have to cut it off by day. If you didn't cut it off by day, you only cut it off by night. You did the wrong thing. You have to do it over. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar, V'loy Sofik Doichus HaShabbos. That if somebody's a Sofik, it's not Doichus HaShabbos. Ask the Gemara, L'Suy Yimai. Which exact case does that come to teach us? L'Suy Har D'Tana Rabbanan, the case that we learned in the Braisa. We spoke about this yesterday. In their world, and Tosfos already says in his world, and Chazanes says certainly in our world, a child born to 8 months could not survive. So Ben Zion, Ben Shiva, if you have a child born at 7 months, it's certainly born at 9 months, Mechalon for Shabbos, or Ben Ches, but a child born to 8 months, ain't Mechalon for Shabbos. Why? Because that child cannot survive. Again, as I said, Tosfos says, Tosfos is already in his time. We're not exactly sure who is a child that's a Ben Zion and who's a Ben Ches. And Tosfos says even further, even if you'll know for fact that they were together and the child was conceived and the husband and wife never had relations any other time, so you could ostensibly put a date from when conception to birth is, it's also not necessarily a proof when if it's a Ben Zion or Ben Ches. But again, in their world that they knew. So if you have a Sofek Ben Zion, Sofek Ben Ches, you don't know if it's a 7 month or 8 month baby, because he's not going to survive. Ben Shmoyna, because Aloch is a child born in the 8th month, Hareuka Evans, considered like a stone, Vosla Tataloi, you're not allowed to move him on Shabbos. Avil, Ima Soicha Umenuktav Abneesakona. So the way Rashi and Tosfos explain is like this. The mother had a baby, so the baby's not going to make it, because it's an 8 month old baby. But she has a lot of milk that she has to express, because it's bothering her. So that's when the halacha is that mivnei sakana you're allowed to express milk. Tosfos says if that's pshat in the Gemara, then why does it have to be a sakana? You should be, even if just the mother has agmas nefesh, you should be allowed to express milk. So that's why some rishonim say mivnei sakana means of the baby. That even though we're saying that this baby will not survive, but we're not allowed to kill it. So that's why, even though you don't do a meal for it, but to give it to eat, you have to give it to eat. And that's why mnei sakana doesn't mean of the mother, it means sakana of the baby. Itma. Rav amalok tanakama. Rav says that aloch is like the tanakama, that you don't do hatofes tambris. V'shmul amalok kev shimin kevlozi that you do hatofes tambris. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Rav Adbar had a baby that was born already with a milah. And the milah was supposed to be done on Shabbos. They looked for 13 mo'alim, and nobody wanted to do the bris, ad the shav yekrus shivcha, until he did the bris himself, but he cut and he dismembered the aver. So there's a beautiful Trumas Hadeshin in this Gemara. The Mordechai says, the halacha is, that if somebody's not an expert moil, he's not allowed to do bris meal on Shabbos. Why? Because he may not do the bris, he'll just be left with chilul Shabbos. There's another halacha, that a father should preferably do his own bris meal, do the bris meal for his children. Why? Because mitzvah boy, yosem v'shluchai, it's his mitzvah. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, Rav Adbar Hava was obviously an expert moil. Because if he wasn't an expert mile, he wouldn't be allowed to do the bris even if 13 mile refused. Because the Mordechai says that only an expert is allowed to do the bris. So if he was an expert mile, So why did he look for other Moilim? He should have done it right away himself. Says the Tumas Hadeshin that the Torah quotes a shita from Rabbi Eliezer HaLevi. The Rabbi Eliezer HaLevi says that on Shabbos it's preferable that a father should not do the bris. Why? Because when the father does the bris, he has kavodim that there should be a tikkun, that the child should be a mohol. When a mohol does a bris, he doesn't have that kavodim. So the Torah says that even if a father normally could do a bris, he shouldn't be the one to do it on Shabbos. Says the Trumas Hadeshin that maybe that's pshat in this Gemara. That's why even though Rav Adar Bar Hava was a mohol, the proof is that ultimately he did the bris. He didn't do it. He didn't want to do it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos a father shouldn't do it, to prove what the Torah's point is. Then the Trumas Hadeshin says that's not true. He disagrees with the Torah. He says just like the father has kavana for tikkun, so does the moil, and there's no difference between the father and the moil, and that's why just like always the father's preferable, so too Shabbos the father's preferable. But then we come back to the original question: why did Rav Adar Bar Hava look for 13 moilim? If he's the father and he's better, and he's obviously an expert because he ultimately did it, so why didn't he do it himself? So Trumas Hadeshin says that he was an expert in Mila, but he wasn't an expert in a Tofestan Bris. That he didn't know how to do. So that's why, since this was a situation of a Tofestan Bris, he didn't want to touch it until nobody else did, and he had no choice.
Why didn't they want it?
Because they paskin that you don't do a Tofestan Bris on Shabbos. Omar, so Adabar Hava said, tastily, I deserve this punishment that my child ended up this way, the Avri Adarav. Because I went against what Rav said. The Rav said that you don't do a brit, you don't do a Tofestan Bris on Shabbos. Omalei Rav Nachman, Vad Shmuel Oyover. You're only saying he went against Rav, he didn't go against Shmuel. Eimadam Shmuel, when did Shmuel say that everybody agrees that a Tofestan Bris should be done? Bechol, that if a child is born and comes the 8th day during the week, do a Tofestan Bris. The Shabbos Miyama, says the Gemara, who suffer, he held Vade Ol Kavushihi. He said that a child born with a mohol, it's not that we don't know what's doing there. We know for sure there's an oil, it's just not visible, and that's why Tofestan Bris is required, and it's required just as much as the meal is required. That's why I do it on Shabbos. Ditma, Rav Amar Chashin and Shem Ol Kavusha, when we see a child born mohol, we don't know what's going on there. Rav Yosef Amar Vade Ol Kavushihi. It's certainly Ol Kavusha, and therefore Tofestan Bris is required and should be done on Shabbos. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, how do I know that a child born with mohol, I consider him Vadai Ol Kavusha, and Tofestan Bris is required? The Tanya. So this is the way most Rishonim learn this Gemara. On top of the Amid, we had Rav Elazar Kfar. Rav Elazar Kfar spoke about the Machloikis Beshame Beis Hillel regarding the din of Tofestan Bris. The Tanya. Rav Elazar Kfar Aymer Lenechku Beshame El Norku Shemol Shetzorach Latoftan Bris. I say that both Beshame Beis Hillel agree that Tofestan Bris is required. Amanechku. What's the Machloikis? Only regarding Shabbos. L'chalof is a Shabbos. B'shamar mechalom v'sa Shabbos, v'selam e mechalom v'sa Shabbos. Lab mechalal, it must be that the Tanakhama Soma mechalom v'sa Shabbos. What's Rebbe Lezer Kfar saying? Rebbe Lezer HaKfar is saying that there's a machloikus on Shabbos. So he's responding to a Tanakhama who wasn't mentioned in the Gemara earlier, who we're assuming held that both B'shamay and B'sel agree that you have to be mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, who says that? That's what the Tanakhama holds. The Dilma Tanakhama Dibre Hakko Mechal E Mechal Kamer. Perhaps the Tanakhama holds that everybody says, both by Shabbos and by Sillel, that you're not Mechal Shabbos for a Tofestan Bris on Ol Kishimol. And Rav Elazar Kfar comes to tell me, no, it's not everybody. Only by Sillel that holds that way. By Shabbos will hold that you are. Says the Gemara, that can't be Pshat. Because if the Tanakhama says that everybody agrees, you don't. And what's Rav Elazar Kfar come to tell me? The Beis Shammai says you do. Is Rav Elazar Kfar come to tell me what Beis Shammai says? We know, Rashi says, the Beis Shammai doesn't count anyway. Beis Shammai ain't a Mishnah. So Rav Elazar Kfar is going to come to argue with Tanakhama for something that isn't relevant to Halacha L'maase anyway? In case Rav Elazar Kfar, Tam the Beis Shammai Yosel L'Shminin, that's what I need Rav Elazar Kfar? This is what Rabbi Elazar came to say. There is no machloikis regarding this subject. Everybody agrees it should be Mechal Shabbos, and that's what Rabbi Yosef held. Amar Vasi, so a new halakha from Asi. Kosh imat meleida. We know, Parshas Kitazria says, that, again, I always have to preface this. This is not relevant l'alokh l'maisa in our world. But Parshas Kitazria says that if a woman has a boy, for the first 7 days, no matter what, she's tamei. And for the next 33 days, no matter what, she's tahor. By a girl, everything doubles. For the first 14 days, she's tamei, no matter what, if she is seeing dam or not. And for the next 66 days, she's tahor, whether she sees dam or not. Again, it's not relevant in our world. Amar Asi. Any woman who has a child then makes tumas leida, then the halach is that the bris milah should be made on the 8th day. The kasha ain ima tumay leida, where there is no tumas leida, ain nimel shmeida, the bris should be made on the first day. What is the example ain ima tumay leida? Rashi gives two examples. One is a cesarean section, yaitz daifin. Another example is that when she had the baby, she was not Jewish, and she only converted after she had the baby. So tumas leida is only relevant to Jews. What is the basis for Rav Asi's halacha? Shnem ishi ki tazriya v'yoldu zoch v'tama. And then the next pasuk says, u'v'yoy meshmini yima b'sar alosai. And this is pshat, I quoted this gemara the other day, that the gemara Masechta Nida says, why is a bris done on the 8th day? Shloyei imay v'ovev atzeviv. The parents are upset. Why? Because they can't have relations. Everybody else is b'simcha, as we learned at the beginning of this parak, that a bris is done b'simcha. But by the 8th day, that they already can have relations, so everybody's happy. But that's only relevant when there's tumas leida. If there's no tumas leida, so they can have relations right away. If they can have relations right away, do the bris right away. Om le'abaya, doris rishonim yichichu. I'll ask you a question from the earlier generations. Shein ima tumay leida. We started having the mitzvah bris milah from Avraham Avinu's time. Tumas leida only came by Matan Torah. And yet, the Nima Lishmina, we know that Avraham Aminu made the bris of Yitzchak in 8 days. So he answers, Nitna Torah v'nischat shalocha. So pshat's like this. Until, from Avraham Aminu's time, till Matan Torah, all bris meals were on the 8th day. Whether there was Tumas Leida, whether there isn't Tumas Leida. By Matan Torah, there's a new rule. If there's Tumas Leida, the bris is on the 8th day. If there is no Tumas Leida, the bris is immediately. Ask the Lashon HaZov, we know that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov were Mekayim Kala Torah Kula. So what are you telling me? There was no Tumas Leida. They were even Mekayim Erev Tavshilin. So they certainly were Mekayim Tumas Leida. So he says, the Gemara doesn't mean Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They tackle Mekayim Tumas Leida. It means all the generations between the Avos and Kabbal Satayra. That Bris Mila, they were Mekayim, but they were not Mekayim, the Halachas of Tumas Leida. Itma. Says the Gemara, Yoytze Doifin, if you have somebody who has a cesarean section, umishyesh l'shtei rollers. So the two pshatim, umishyesh l'shtei rollers. Rashi says two pshatim. Either somebody was born with two avrim, or somebody was born two orlers, one on top of the other. The halach is, Rav Huna, Rav Chiba, Rav, and Machlaikis. Chad amu mechal on office of Shabbos. One says you mechal Shabbos for such a bris. If the bris of such a child comes out on Shabbos, make it on Shabbos. The chad amu, you don't make the bris and Shabbos. So at kamoi pligi, says the Gemara, the machloikis is limited el chal of a Shabbos regarding chil Shabbos. Avl shmoina, it seems everybody agrees ma'alin and lay. The only question is, do you make such a bris on Shabbos? But if it's during the week, and what are we talking about here? We're talking about a yoytze doifin. We just said according to Rav Asi that a yoytze doifin, we don't make the bris on the 8th day. We make the bris immediately. Says the Gemara, Haba Hatalia. What does that mean? The Gemara is saying the Chil Shabbos is dependent on Mila on the 8th day. Somebody who has to have the bris on the 8th day is Doich Shabbos. Somebody who doesn't have the bris on the 8th day, for example, a Yoytzi Doifin, so his bris you should do on any day, but don't do it on Shabbos. Interestingly enough, it's not the way we paskin. The way we paskin is that we wait 8 days by everybody, just to tell you that Loch Lamaisa, when we learn the Gemara still, we wait by everybody for 8 days, even by a Yoytze Doifin, but we don't make the bris on Shabbos on a Yoytze Doifin, which is not the way the Gemara really says, because the Gemara is saying that they're not Yehuda explains why we pass in that way. We don't have time for this. So the Gemara says, Mishyesh l'shtei rollers. And we said two pshat l'shtei rollers. So the Meiri learns like one pshat that he has two Avrim. And why don't you make the bris on Shabbos? Says the Meiri, because I don't know which one is the primary Avrim. According to Mandam, that you don't make such a bris on Shabbos, because I don't know which one is the main one. And I'll come out that the other one, I was Mechal Shabbos for no reason. The Sfas Emes explains, according to the pshat that there are two Orolos, it's the same thing. I don't know which one is the main Orolo, that Orolo you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for, but I don't know which one is the real one. And the other one, I had no right to cut on Shabbos. Now, the Tzofnes Peneach explains this Gemara beautifully. We have a Machloikis, or Mishiesh Leshtei Orolos, somebody has two Orolos, whichever pshat you're going to learn, if you're Mechal Shabbos or not. He says, what? What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is like this. There's a question, what is the mitzvah of Mila? Is the mitzvah of Mila to do a Mila? Or is the mitzvah of Mila not to be a person with an Orla? If you say the mitzvah is to do a Mila, so I'm only allowed to do a Mila that I'm allowed to do. So if I have two Orlas, I may be doing something I'm not allowed to do. Only the mitzvah of Mila is Doicha Shabbos. That man will say, don't do anything on Shabbos, because I don't know what I'm allowed to touch, what I'm not allowed to touch. But if the mitzvah is to remove the Orla, so I'm not considered that the Orla is removed until both Orlas are removed. So that man says, Mechalon Lev is a Shabbos. Sofnes Peneach's explanation. The Beis Yitzchak asks an interesting question. The Gemara says, with what we just explained from the Sofnes Peneach, it's very beautiful. The Beis Yitzchak asks, the halach is, if somebody's born with two heads, what's the halach with tefillin? So the Gemara says he only has to put on tefillin on one of them. Yet here, he asked the Beis Yitzchak, the Gemara says you have to take off both the rollers. Only Shabbos on Shabbos. But why is it different? So Beis Yitzchak says like this. By tefillin, there's a chi of gavra. Every person has to put on tefillin. So what's the difference if I have two heads or one head? If I put on tefillin, I wore tefillin. I was mekayim my mitzvah. By mila, it's not a mitzvah to have a mila. Mitzvah is to remove the orla. So if I have an orla left, even if a mila was done on one orla, on one of them, I still not having my orla removed. That's why here you have to have both orlas removed. Says the Gemara. Kitanoi. This halacha that Rav Asi said that where there is no tumas leida, the bris is not done in Yom HaShmini, says the Gemara is a machlokes tanoim. So we really have to speak about two psukim in the Torah and explain them. You know, in the Torah, there's a concept that's spoken a lot of times about Eved Kenani, a servant of the Kenani. As Eved Kenani, to a great degree, has the din as a Jew. Now, there are two psukim, and the child born to a Shifcha Kenanis has to have a bris milah. Now, there are two psukim that speak about that. One pasuk says, O ben shmoinas yomim, when he's 8 days old, yim lechem kol zocher, you should do a meal on all these boys. L'daraseichem, yilid bayis miknas kesef. So this pasuk is saying, if you learn the pasuk gezunt, the pasuk is telling us a lot of things. One thing the pasuk is telling us is that the bris should be done shmoinas yomim. The other thing the pasuk says is lochem. We're comparing the Eved Kenani to you, lochem. And the other thing the pasuk says is that there are two types of Eved Kenanim. Yilid bayis, the Eved Kenani that's born in your home, and Miknes Kesef, the one that you bought. But that's the first pasuk. Then there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Himo yimoil, yilid beisecho, or Miknes Kespecho. Do a mila on all these avodim. Again, the pasuk says both types, the ones you bought and the ones you own, that were born by you. But here the pasuk doesn't talk about 8 days. Himo yimoil, do a bris immediately. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Begins the Gemara. Yesh libai, says the Braisa, there's an Eved Kenani that's born in your house, shenim al echad, that the bris mila you do immediately. Yesh libai, shenim al shmoina, that the bris mila is on the 8th day. Furthermore, yesh miknes kesef shenim al echad, yesh miknes kesef shenim al shmoina. There's a case of miknes kesef that's born, that the mila is immediately, and the one that's the 8 days. So now the two psukim are reconciled, because one is talking about the case that I should do immediately, and one is talking about the case I should wait for the 8th day. But now we have to know what are the cases. Explains the Gemara. Yesh miknes kesef shenimel ketzad. How does it work? Lokach shivchum uberes. somebody brought a shifra kananas and she's pregnant. Vakach yolda, and she had the baby, but she had the baby after she was already your property. Zeh miknas kesef anima l'shmoina. That is a miknas kesef you bought. That the bris milah will be by 8 days. Why? Because by the time the baby was born, he was completely in your property. And like the some sofer explains, the chiddush is that we consider the baby part of. We consider the baby of, even though it's part of its mother, it's considered miknas kesef. Lokach shivcha uvladima. You buy already a shivcha, and she had a baby. When you bought it, she already bought it with the baby in hand, so to speak. Zui miknas kesef shnim bala echad. That baby should be, the bris milah should be on the first day. Yesh l'dai shnim bala shmoina. What's that case? Lokach shivcha v'nis abretzla. He bought a shivcha, she wasn't pregnant. And then she becomes pregnant, v'yolda, and then she has a baby. Zayilid bias. So this is a regular case of a kanani hanima l'shmoina. Comes along Rav Chama, and this is where we bring in Rav Asi's concept. Yold of akach hidbila. Let's say you brought this shifra kananis. When you brought her, she was still pregnant, but she did not have a tefila, which that's required for her to get the din of a Jew until after the baby was born. Even though the baby was born and the shivcha was yours by the time the baby was born, but since there was no tefillah, so there's no tumas leida. Without no tumas leida, there's nimel echad. Who says this? Rav Chama. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. According to the Tanakhama, there's only one qualification we look for. Lochem. Does it look like a Jewish child or not? And that depends if by the time the baby was born, was he yours or not? Rav Chama is adding another dimension. Rav Chama is not arguing anything the Tanakhama is saying. He's just adding another requirement. The requirement was that the tefillah took place before the baby was born. Because if the tefillah did not take place before the baby was born, there would be no tumas leida. And if there's no tumas leida, there's no bris l'shmoina. Who said that? Rav Asi. Rav Chama, yod v'akach et vila, ze yulet ba'ish nimel echad. Et vila v'akach yolda, if however you did the tefillah and then the baby was born, that's yud ba'ish hanimel l'shmoina. The Tanakhama, lo yishon aloy ben et vila v'akach yolda, doesn't make a difference if the tefillah took place before the birth, or ben yod v'akach et vila, davgav de'ein ima t'mei leida, because the only thing that he cares for is lechem, that's owned by the Jew. The tefillah, the tumas leida, doesn't make a difference. Continues the Gemara in analyzing this. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Chama, according to Rav Chama, Mishkach Sela Yilid Bayis Nimel Echad. We have a case of Yilid Bayis that by one day, Yilid Bayis Nimel Ches, Miknas Kesef Nimel Echad, and Miknas Kesef Nimel Ches. And the Gemara explains every case. Yolda, if she had the baby, v'akachat bila, even though she was in your home by that point, but since the tefillah was after the baby was born, zayilad ba'ish nimel lechad, the bris should be immediately, not l'shmoina. If it bila, if the tefillah was before the leida, v'akach yolda, so she had all the requirements, she had lochem, and she has tumas leida, zayilad ba'ish nimel leches. Miknas kesef nimel l'shmoina, what's the case? Kigoin shalokach shivcha muberes. He bought a shivcha that was already pregnant with bila, and then she did the tefila v'akach yolda. Why? Because she has all the requirements before the baby was born, lechem and tumas leida. Rashi says we didn't even have to say such a complicated case, but we say this case. Lokach shivcha muberes with bila v'akach yolda. That's when noyim l'shmoina. What's the case of miknas kesef nimalechet? Kigoyin shalacha zeh shivcha v'zeh ubra. That he bought a shivcha and he bought the ubra separately. And since he bought the ubra separately, so there's no chiv mi, there's no tumas leida. You have to wait for 8 days. Now the truth is, Rashi says, we could have said an easier case. We could have said that he brought her, but he didn't do tefillah, and then the baby was born. You could have said a simpler case. Why didn't we say a simpler case? Because we want to, Rav Chama wants to show us a case that even after tefillah, here the tefillah took place, and still, since he didn't buy the mother and the Uber together, you do the tefillah, you still can't do the bris on the eighth day. But Rav Chama will certainly also agree that if it's a regular case where you bought it and you didn't do the tefillah, you have to wait, you do the bris immediately. Ella, Latanakama. Ask the Gemara, but according to Tanakam, that says that the only requirement I look for is lechem, tumas leid is not a factor, bishlam akula mishkachsla. All the cases work. El yilid bayis nimel echad, how is it possible that you own the shifcha, and she was, and the baby was born after you own her, that you shouldn't have to do the bris to 8 days? Because you can't tell me that there was no tefillah, because according to Tanakama, who disagrees with Rav Asi, tefillah is not a factor. Says the Gemara, Heich Mishkach Tzla, Amar Yimri Yabalokach Shifchel Ubra. That you never owned the Shifcha. You only bought the baby. So since you only bought the baby, it's not called Yilid Bayis. Yilid Bayis is only when you own the mother and the baby. Says the Gemara, there's a Gemara Masechta Baba Basra. You have this Gemara many times. If you could own the fruit of a tree without owning the tree, that's when the fruit wasn't in the world. I certainly could buy the fruit of a tree when the fruit is ready here. But here, the baby isn't here yet. I'm buying something that's in a potential, so could I buy it without the mother? So it works. I bought the baby, I didn't buy the mother. Since the baby wasn't born, I have to. So what did I buy? I obviously bought the mother. So I bought the mother. What are you telling me that I don't own the mother? And since I don't own the mother, the bris should be done immediately. So what's the case? Ma'ikal meimer. What is the case that the Tanakama will have of a yilid bias hanimol echad? Amar Rav Mishashia b'lakeich shifcha manash loylet pila. That when I bought the shifcha, I had in mind that she should never become a Jew. And Tosfos says that that's mutter. So since that's mutter, so this baby will never be the child of a Jewish mother, and since the baby will not be the child of a Jewish mother, there even everybody, there the Tanakhama will agree that the bris is done l'echad, not l'shmoyna. Now, Tosfos asks a very fundamental question that he doesn't answer. Tosfos says that the reason Rav Chama says that you have to have tefillah, because tefillah makes the tumas leida, and Rav Chama holds that tumas leida is required. Ask Tosfos, maybe it's not tumas leida. We know that tefillah is a requirement for geiris. So you know why Rav Chama says that if there was no tefillah, the child is not considered a nima l'shmoyna? Because the mother isn't Jewish. Because even if you bought her, but if you didn't do tefillah. So what's the raya, asked Tosfos? The Rav Chama agrees with Rav Asi. Maybe Rav Chama doesn't agree with Rav Asi. Just he's saying that if there's no tefillah, she's not a Jewish mother. She's not a Jewish mother. The baby should be lechot. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. I'm just going to leave with an interesting shaila that the Minchas Chinuch asks. Minchas Chinuch asks such a question. Let's say you own a shifcha. Everything is perfect. The shifcha had tefillah and everything, and she only got pregnant after you own her. So we make it the simplest case, and she has a baby. So that everybody would say should be nima l'shmoyna. But before the shmoyna comes, before the eighth day comes, let's say it's the third day after the baby is born, I go and I sell this baby to another Jew. That's a miknas kesef. So what do we say? Does the second owner has to make the bris? But does the second owner make the bris immediately? Because for him it's a miknas kesef that he already bought him after he was born. Or do we say that this child was born with a chiv mila of Yom Shmini that you can't take away? Something to think about.